From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
They didn't quit it. We line up some of the biggest stories in sports, particularly those that apply to us right here in the Triangle and in North Carolina. We hit it, and we quit it, and we move on. I'll get us started. Evgeny Kuznetsov scratched yesterday.
Yeah, that was a little perplexing.
Weird. It just... You never want to assume or imply anything, but it just felt like something wasn't adding up, right? It felt like they had settled into their lineup, right? Obviously, with the only kind of changes being if Pesci were able to go, and we learned today he still hasn't skated yet, so not expecting changes there. Felt like the Canes had settled into their lineup. Everybody knew their role. And, you know, as late as 4:45, 5 o'clock, whenever Rod's media availability was, he was telling the media they expected the same old, no major changes. And then all of a sudden, they went out there for warm-ups, and where's Kuznetsov? Where's Kuzi? I mean, do you know how caught off guard we were? Dennis drafted him in our draft.
Yeah.
Like, we were expecting the guy to be out there and to have a chance to score.
Didn't matter. I still won.
Still, yeah, but that's irrelevant to the conversation we're having at the moment.
That's
fair. But, yes, you did. I was very confused. Rod Brind'Amour tried to explain it today when asked about it, why he went with Comtois over Kuznetsov. Here it is.
I thought I would change it up a little, try to get a little, Max had been practicing well and wanted to give him a chance. So that was really what went into that.
I don't know. Just a change up. Looking to change things up. Shake it up. That's it. Going into game two, a very important postseason series.
Well, I think as well as Comtois is going to provide a little bit more physicality. I figure if you're going to do that, you might have gone with just Brendan Lemieux because he's been up with your team the entire season.
Yep.
I thought that would have been the case.
Maybe he could add something to say to Rempe or...
Yeah, to Matt Rempe or any of those guys. Jacob Trouba.
Trouba wants to do a little Superman dive. Maybe Lemieux would have had something to say about that.
Throw an elbow to take off Martin Natchez's head or at least attempt
to. Almost ends up slicing him in the back of the net.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it was... It was a little bit perplexing to see that because even though Kuznetsov is skating on your fourth line, he still is a part of one of your power play units. Anyway, I thought it was a little bit interesting. I think we'll see him back in the lineup tomorrow because Rod Brind'Amour can control matchups a lot better at home than he can on the road and doesn't have to worry about Kuznetsov being a defensive liability as much.
Do you know what else was yesterday for Kuznetsov?
What's that?
It was the six-year anniversary exactly of Kuznetsov scoring the goal that put Washington into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Huh.
Wasn't even in the game.
Wasn't even in the game.
Maybe watched a replay at home. Oh, the good old days. Let's quit that. Let's hit this.
Got him!
There it is. By the way, I know a lot of people were watching on ESPN last night.
I was.
And boy, did they butcher it. Let's call it what it was. First of all, I've said it before. I've ranted it. It's on the YouTube page, here on 99.9 The Fan, about how much the national media doesn't like the Carolina Hurricanes. I've done that rant plenty of times before. We heard it and felt it again last night. Looking at you, Mark Messier. Also looking at you, Sean McDonough. And you, Ray Ferraro. And besides all of that, late in the game, there's under a minute left, Tim, and then this happened.
In regulation time as the Canes.
This is the scene, and we are ready to go for a high-powered series in the Western Conference in the second round. With that, we say hello, and thanks for joining us. Alongside A.J. Valesco, I'm Mike Monaco. Leah Hextall joins us.
Trocheck in the bumper position.
So, yeah, that happened yesterday.
They cut away from a tie postseason game with less than a minute to play for like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
To go to another game that was in pregame. There was no even on the ice. They showed the blank ice with lights on it. Like, what happened in my house was I didn't know where my remote was. and I have a dog, and it was just me and my dog Blitz watching the game. Oh, I thought he stepped on the remote and changed the channel. I was, what are you doing? And then when it came back up, my bad, buddy. Come here. My bad. Come here.
come get a treat. Here you go.
You want some people food? Here. Here you
here
go.
It is.
It was a full-blown panic drill in my living room for about 15 seconds until it came back. And can you imagine if a goal was scored?
Oh, God, if something happened in that time, oh, whoa.
If it just came back and people were celebrating? And then in overtime,
yes,
they fired up the graphic that said Carolina Hurricanes win.
Yeah, I think it was a Seth Jarvis scoring chance. I think it was down low in the first overtime because I was sitting next to my girlfriend on the couch last night, and she reacted like, "Oh my God!" because she saw the board
said
light up.
Win, yeah.
It's like, well, I missed it. She's like, "Wait, why are they still playing?"
Once you fire the Hurricanes win graphic and they hadn't won, they had 0%.
That's broadcast jinx.
They had zero.
They
zero
I don't believe in the broadcast
chance.
Jinx, but now I do.
I'm not superstitious. 0% chance.
100% on ESPN on that one.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people to call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's quit that. Let's hit this. Let's go. May 15th NFL schedule release.
No, let's go.
May 15th is 1 week from today. We'll know the games, the whens, the wheres. Which games are you going to drive to Charlotte? Which games are you going to watch with your buddies? Which games? Do you know what's always a fun game? How many primetime games will the Carolina Panthers get?
One.
Over under set at 0.5.
Over. I'll take the over because they'll get a Thursday night
they'll
game.
They'll get a Thursday night.
Well, are we going to consider when they go to Germany a primetime game? Because of
only game in town, yeah.
Exactly. So
you think they
hammer
get two?
The over, baby.
You think they get two?
Yeah, because I think everyone gets one Thursday night game, don't they?
I don't think that's possible.
Close to it, at least.
Well, yeah, there's not a Thursday night every.
Well, because you get multiple on
Thanksgiving. Yeah,
and I think also if you include the Friday, Black Friday game. And
They're going to be on Christmas this year again.
On Wednesday.
That'll be weird.
Good Lord.
The thing that's going on right now all across the NFL are social media teams are putting together crafty videos to release the schedule. I don't know when this became a thing, but the Super Bowl for social media teams in the NFL is schedule release day,
mm-hmm.
and they put a lot of work into it, and they some are funny, some are high production value, some are like team specific, some aren't. My favorite, I think it was the Titans, went to Broadway in Nashville.
They did,
and just showed logos to non-sports fans and said, "What team do you think this is?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they announced it, and it was pretty funny. Like, oh, the Marlins, definitely. It's the Dolphins.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, the Spurs. Oh, the rodeos, Cowboys. It was funny to me, and it you can go find them, or you can just wait a week, and there'll be different versions of it today, or I should say this year. There you go. That's Hit It and Quit It here on The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. We said it earlier.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are the Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
We're going to open up the phone lines for you. Heister Automotive Group Hotline, 919-860-5326. We want you to bring the fire flames. What are your hottest takes right now in sports? Obviously, a lot are going to have to do with the Canes and being down 0-2 in the second round, but we'll open it up to everybody. 919-860-5326, Heister Automotive Group Hotline. What are your most fire flames hot takes? What have you been trying to get off your chest? You want someone to hear you out. 919-860-5326. Dennis, I have one. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let it fly. Set us on fire.
Oh, okay, fine. How about this? What do, like, two of us, we used to play college sports, right? College sports.
Long
I used to
ago.
Coach college sports. Long, long time ago. What did we say yesterday? Don't fall for the stupid crap. And what did you do? You fell for the stupid crap yesterday. And here's the thing. Wasn't rookies doing it? These were guys, veterans. Jake Gensel, you know you can't punch back. Andrei Svechnikov, you know you're not getting calls. You're in your sixth year in the NHL. What are you doing? You cost yourselves the game yesterday. That's 100% on you guys for ruining power plays yesterday. That's on you. Like, be freaking better. Like, Jake Gensel, you know better. Don't do this stupid crap.
That's the kind of take we're looking
for. Sick of
it. 919-860-5326. What do you have for us? What is... used to be on the Jim Rome show, he'd be like, Rome is burning. I don't even know if he still does it. That was the TV show on ESPN back in the day. Go ahead and give me your fire flames take. 919-860-5326. Dylan in Apex, is that who we have? Dylan in Apex, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. What's your hottest take?
Yeah, I have two quick ones. Number one, all the Twitter people freaking out over the Canes. Log out. I've had enough of you. And then number two, normalize betting on obscure sports, please. Chinese ping pong rocks at 2 a.m. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I would fight back on the panic, though. If your team's down 0-2 in the postseason in the second round and they're a cup contender, you expect to be, like, confident? I don't know. I feel like a little bit of panic. Not from the team. They got to stay locked in. But fans... I mean, fanaticism, right? Fanatics.
It's okay to be pissed off today because your team lost when they had more than one chance to win yesterday.
We'll get the optimism
cranking. Tons of chance.
We'll get the optimism cranking tomorrow.
Trust me, we will.
Casey and Raleigh, you're joining us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline, 919-860-5326. What's your fire flames take for us?
What's going on, Tim? Yeah, no, I don't know if my take would necessarily be super hot.
Okay.
But for a guy that we were tiptoeing on moving on from and Pesci, I think we're really feeling the heat of not having him right now. I think he's under the radar player, but he does more than people think. And I think that if we can get him back, especially on the PK, I think that's a big deal. I think no one's really talking about Pesci right now because he's an under the radar guy, but he's super important to what we do.
Casey, love it. Not a bad take at all. You're right. I don't know if it's the most fiery, flamesy, engulfed in ashes take. But, I mean, you want to find out how important somebody is, remove them from the lineup and see what's different.
He and Jesper Fast.
He and Jesper Fast. I think it's actually the combination of them. Like, you really feel the absence of the physicality of those two guys when they're not there together. They might cover a little bit, right? Because they can, you know, missing them both hurts. Sean and Raleigh. Sean and Raleigh is on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. We're taking everybody's hottest takes. 919-860-5326. Sean and Raleigh, what do you have for us?
Hi, I got two takes for you. The first one is, it seems that it's different year, same story. Last time we played the Rangers, we fell out because power play. Mm-hmm. And just the difference in that and being unable to stop to manage that in the exact same spot every single time.
All right, that's
and
one.
Then the
and then what's
one?
The second one? Yep,
second
get, hit us.
Second hot take is this. I know Svechnikov is great, and we all love him, but
what was that? Was that really? I couldn't understand what you said.
Yeah, but is he, like,
uncertain Svech take? That's what we're going with?
A little bit. Like, he's great. And he's supposed to be a scorer. He thought he was a big shooter. Didn't transition his game. Became a midfield player. But, like, is Svech really that great? Or is he just really, really big?
All right. I appreciate the call. I think Svech is really good. He's really talented, and he's really frustrating. That's the way I describe Andrei Svechnikov. I had a buddy text me who plays for or is a fan of a team that is not in the playoffs, and he was like, "Man, I would love to have a guy like Svech on my team." And I literally just wrote back, "He's really frustrating." And then not 10 seconds after that, he picked up a penalty that ended a penalty power play, and I was like, "Right there, that's it. That's the frustrating." Finn in Wake County is on the line with the hottest take. We're looking for the hottest takes out there. 919-860-5326. Finn, thank you for joining the show. What do you have to add to our conversation?
I'm calling about the WNBA Caitlin Clark issue.
Okay. Well, I mean, give us the Fire Flames take.
Me personally, I think it's a good thing that he got banned.
Who got banned? Oh, the you're talking about the writer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the call. I'll give everyone a quick little background here. Greg Doyle writes for a newspaper in Indiana. He made a weird comment about Caitlin Clark. You can go find it online, implying that she should show the heart that you make with your hands to him, and then they'll be friends. It was a weird comment. It was an inappropriate comment. He got suspended for 2 weeks from his job, and mm-hmm. he is banned from covering the Indiana Fever, who Caitlin Clark plays for the entirety of the year in person. I think it's open and shut. The guy was a weirdo, and he got a punishment. Let's go to Rich in Raleigh, Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Hey. Rich, thank you for joining us. What's your Fire Flames take?
Hey, thanks for having me. And you're going to love – this is really Fire Flames. I love Canes. Love me some Rob Brindamore. But you know what? If the Islanders were any better, the Hurricanes never would have gotten out because you can't play one or maybe two good periods of hockey in a game and expect to win. There is no way if they keep playing that way, they're going to beat the Rangers. And they're continuing to play that way. Clearly, there's – sorry to say, the Hurricanes aren't prepared to play.
Hey.
And who does that fall down on?
Head coach has to answer for everything. Appreciate the call.
He does.
Appreciate the call very much. And I'll dive into that a bit further. I said that a lot in the Islanders series, and a lot of people were not happy with me, where I was saying – you're not playing your best hockey. If you play like this against the Rangers or whoever you're playing in the second round, we didn't know it was the Rangers, although we knew it was the Rangers, it's not going to be enough. And a lot of people said, well, you're not playing well and you're still beating the Islanders. How great is that? I'm just saying I was on that take early as well. I did not think they played their best hockey against the Islanders, and it was good enough to win, but that doesn't mean it's good enough to win everything. And we knew they were going to have to step up going into the second round. I actually think in a lot of ways they have stepped up going into the second round. Like I think if they play as well as they played against the Rangers last night against the Islanders, they win like 6-2.
Smoke them.
Yeah. But that's part of playoffs, right? Every line you have to get better. Every round you have to get better. And they haven't done that enough. Even if they've done that a bit, they haven't done that enough.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.